Track 5, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Success for Fisher Theatre Art Auction. An art auction at the Fisher Theatre in Bungay has raised a much-needed £11,000 for the historic venue. The auction included 71 works by many of East Anglia's most prestigious artists, including Maggie Hambling, Stuart Pearson Wright and Ivy Smith, in a variety of styles and techniques. Auction curator Cindy Greenway said, "The art auction was a wonderful team effort and the culmination of many months of hard work. We were thrilled that so many well-known artists in the region wanted to support the Fisher Theatre and get involved, generously giving us their work for the auction. I'd like to say a huge thank you to the team that put it all together, all the artists who submitted their incredible work, T.W. Gaze of Dis, who ran the auction so professionally and made it great fun too, and, of course, everyone who supported the event and bought art. The money raised will enable this wonderful old theatre to carry on delivering the outstanding quality that it's known for and continue to be a much-respected and cherished regional arts hub."
A huge new attraction planned at Thursford. Thursford, home of Europe's biggest Christmas show and world's largest collection of steam engines and organs, has revealed plans for one of the biggest themed outdoor play parks in the region. Confirmed designs for the play park include huge climbing structures, swings, slides, and open spaces for all abilities, all themed around the vintage fairgrounds of yesteryear, in keeping with Thursford, which has been welcoming visitors for more than 50 years. It is hoped that the playground will be open by late summer. Project manager George Cushing said, "The introduction of the play area will establish us as one of the biggest themed play parks in and around East Anglia. The theming will be perfect for families, introducing them to a fairground like no other and be in keeping with our heritage."
Norwich author shortlisted for prestigious award. Congratulations to Norwich-based writer Ferdia Lennon, whose debut novel, Glorious Exploits, has been shortlisted for the Swansea University Dylan Thomas Prize. Judge Max Liu said, "Ferdia Lennon's first novel signals the arrival of an assured and ambitious voice in contemporary fiction. By combining an ancient setting with a contemporary idiom, he puts a fresh spin on the historical novel, telling his character's story with ceaseless energy and inventiveness. It is funny, moving, and delivers a message about the importance of art that could not be more timely." The winner of the award will be announced on the 15th of May.